Beachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. So let's get started. We got rules of engagement on this program. You got rules you got to follow, all right? First and foremost, if you want to interact with the program, it's real easy to do. You send me text messages. I read text messages just about 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I mean, I'm always, if I'm at my computer, I will turn and look at my text messages because I know some people, affiliates carry the program at different times of day. People listen on podcasts, all sorts of things. So I'm always looking at text messages. And a text message is where you can tell me anything or you can ask me anything. The number you put in your smartphone is 33103, 33103. And then you start your message out with either the word Mike and or Michael. Choose whichever one you want and then tell me anything or ask me anything. And send me, I don't respond to a lot of them or many of them, but I read every single one of them. The second thing is there's a website called it's got this really stupid long URL address, but we shortened it to michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. When you go there, you're going to find a few things. One, you'll find a tab that says how to listen. And when you get to that tab, you can click on that and you can find a list of affiliates all over the country, what time they air the program, what time they re-air the program, everything you need to know about affiliates. Then you'll also see, of course, you'll see a really handsome picture of yours truly. And then over there, you'll find three social media icons, Twitter X, Facebook, and Instagram. I really would appreciate a follow on any or all of those because, for example, on Twitter X, which is what I call it because I'm stubborn, is you'll find that I am I go through tweet storms. Like, I'll go dormant for, a day or two, and then, boom, I go nuts on Twitter. And in fact, something that I posted on Twitter, which you might want to go look at, and my Twitter handle is at Michael Brown USA, you might want to go look at it. There's a little picture. I was scooting along the road the other day. Don't judge me, but I snapped a photo of the car in front of me because of their license plate. And I thought it was freaking hilarious. So you might want to go look at that. On Instagram, it's at Michael D. Brown. Same thing on Facebook, at Michael D. Brown. And so I think that, oh, the podcast. Let's don't forget the podcast. Here's what you search for on your podcast app. Whichever podcast app you use, search for The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. You click on the subscribe button, and when you do that, you get all five programs from the weekday program, and you get the 3 hours of the weekend program. So, bam, you got 23 hours of Michael Brown. Can you imagine? Some people go through life without 23 hours of Michael Brown. So consider yourself fortunate, right? Yeah. I mean, there are some people out there that don't even, know who I am. Huh. Imagine that. I want to start with Fulton County, Georgia. Fannie Willis. Fannie Willis made the news this week because the judge the judge filed a decision. Here it is in a nutshell. Fannie, this is the way I would have written it. Fannie, You crossed the line. But since I'd like to see you go after Trump, too, here's what I'm going to do, sweetheart. I'm going to give you a choice. Either you can resign from the case and your office can continue to prosecute Trump, or you can, you know, like lay in bed with your boyfriend, or you can take your boyfriend out to dinner and you can tell your boyfriend, listen, Wade, you know, you and I can still be, you know, we can still be a thing, but you're going to have to go away. Yeah. Because I want to keep going after Trump. And so I need you to go away. That's what I would have said in the order. And then that gave Fannie a choice. Now, what do you think Fannie decided to do? Well, Fannie is so consumed with power and so consumed with Trump derangement syndrome that she decided to stay on. Because you can't let an opportunity to go after Trump to go to waste. All right, so let's get serious about it for a minute. So the judge in Fulton County is a guy by the name of Scott McAfee. He found, quote, that the evidence did not establish the district attorney's receipt of a material financial benefit as a result of her decision to hire and engage in a romantic relationship with Wade. Now, this finding is by no means an indication that the court condones this tremendous lapse in judgment or the unprofessional manner of the district attorney's testimony during the evidentiary hearing. Well, that's a mouthful, isn't it? I want to go back to the point where he talks about a material financial benefit. Here's a little background. Just in case you've been living under a rock, here's a little bit of the background. So Fannie Willis, a long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, decides that she and Wade want to, I started to say Wade Phillips, former coach of the Broncos, that she and Wade were going to, well, they kind of got the hots for each other. So they enter into a romantic relationship and they see each other. In fact, we have cell phone evidence that shows here's Wade going to her house. You know, they can ping it all the way to her house, and then the phone goes dead for a while at her house at about, let's say midnight, and then somewhere around 6 a.m., the phone starts pinging again, and then you can trace the phone as it goes back down to wherever Wade's office is. Yeah. If you're having a secret affair, here's a little friendly advice. They can track your phone, kiddos. They can track your phone. Yeah. So if you're sneaking off to have a little affair with somebody, just remember, if you get in trouble, they're going to track your phone. But here's what the judge said that I find just absolutely fascinating. That the evidence did not, I'm getting ahead of myself. So they have this romantic relationship, and they're laying in bed one night. I just want to paint, you know, I'm sure this is how it went down. Well, I didn't mean to say that, but I'm sure this is how it occurred. So this is how it occurred. They're laying in bed one night, and Fannie says to Wade, you know, I got an idea. I know you have no criminal trial experience whatsoever, and you certainly don't have any RICO criminal trial experience, but you know what? I can hire you at, I don't know, $650, $750 an hour, some outrageous amount, and I'll pay you that, and of course, you know, there'll be a maximum amount, so you make sure you bill the maximum amount. And then every time that you collect a check, let's take a trip. And you can pay for the trip. And so we'll go to the Bahamas, and we'll go to Belize, and we'll go to Vegas, and we'll go to New York, and we'll go to D.C., and we'll go to, you know, out to California. We'll go all over the place. And then you'll pay for it with the money that I hired you with no experience to help me in this case. It's kind of despicable, isn't it? So then they get caught. But here's what the judge wrote that I'm just kind of banging my head on the console. He said that the evidence did not establish that the district attorney's receipt of a material financial benefit as a result of her decision to hire, let's just pause for a moment, but she did. She decided to hire him, and but for her hiring him, he would not have had any money to take her on the trips. And she got the benefit of the trips. So the judge is full of bullcrap, in my opinion. But let me read the sentence in total. that the evidence did not establish the district attorney's receipt of a material financial benefit as a result of her decision to hire and engage in a romantic relationship with Wade. Wait a minute. It did establish that. He either has really lousy grammar, which that, or he's trying to mumble jumble his words so that people like me can't really make sense of it. And then he says, of course, that this finding is by no means an indication that the court condones or approves this tremendous lapse in judgment or the unprofessional manner of the DA's testimony during the hearing. That, if a judge had written that about me, I'd be crawling under a rock. But, of course, Fannie Willis isn't going to do it because she's after Trump. Now remember, don't forget, you can text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. The judge also said something else that I find absolutely fascinating.
America, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you don't have Consumer Cellular yet, now is the perfect time to switch and save. For a limited time, new customers can get wireless service for as low as $15 a month for your first year. Yep, the same exact nationwide coverage as the leading carriers for $15 a month for an entire year. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com and use code RADIO15.
See ConsumerCellular.com/FirstYear15 for promotional
details. Here's Luan Pham, Chief Revenue and Marketing Officer of Byrna Technologies, talking about the Byrna Launcher.
The Byrna Launcher is a revolutionary non-lethal air pistol capable of shooting from 60 feet away. The Byrna Launchers are legal in all 50 states. There's no background check required. We can ship directly to your door and should be considered by all Americans.
Visit Byrna.com, that's Byrna.com. Enter Radio 10 at checkout for 10% off your purchase.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Hey, welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word MicroMichael to this number, 33103. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, X, at Michael Brown USA. So we're talking about this Fulton County court case, this criminal case against Donald Trump, in which Trump is accused of trying to interfere with an election or election results by making a simple phone call to the Secretary of State and saying, hey, can't you find... I don't even remember what the number was. 1,000 ballots, 5,000 ballots, 1,000,000 ballots? It doesn't make any difference. Because there's nothing illegal about calling a secretary. Now, if you called the Secretary of State and said, hey, would you create a bunch of fraudulent ballots so that I can win in Georgia? That's a crime. Or if you called and said, hey, listen, I know I lost, but can you find some, even if they're fraudulent, can you find some ballots? If you call and say, hey, I lost, but I'm not convinced I did. Don't you want to do a recount and see if you can't find another 1,500 ballots or whatever it is? Absolutely nothing illegal about that. But here's the one thing that we have to understand. Even if you don't like Donald Trump, even if you think he's an ogre, even if you think that he's bombastic, even if you think he's rude, crude, and whatever, if you think he's full of bull, it doesn't make any difference what you think about Donald Trump. This country has gone down the rabbit hole of going after political opponents, and this is what the Democrats have wrought upon this country. And it's insane. It's utter insanity what they're doing. And I would have held... maybe a small little neuron somewhere in my brain, some small brain cell that would have said, because I was absolutely convinced this is not what this judge would have done. Because I think in any other situation where a district attorney is caught lying on the stand, where it's more probable than not, I mean, this was not a criminal hearing. This was an evidentiary hearing. So the judge's responsibility is to weigh the preponderance of the evidence. Is it more in her favor or more in the favor of the idea that there's a conflict here? And I think just on that basis alone, close your eyes, put the evidence that she didn't do anything wrong in this hand, and the evidence she did something, you know, unethical or even maybe illegal over here in this hand, and that hand's going to plop down to the ground. It convinced me that this judge, for a host of reasons that we'll get into in a minute, was never going to take her off the case. But for what? Rush used to call them low information voters. I call them dumbass voters. Maybe Rush was nicer than I am. All they will know is that, oh, here was a black woman and a black man, and they're going after Donald Trump, and whether they did anything wrong or not doesn't make any difference as long as they're going after Donald Trump. I mean, I hate to say that, but that's what I believe. Because the evidence was so overwhelming. Let me go on. The judge also determined that even after considering, quote, the proffered, meaning the offered into evidence, even after considering the proffered cell phone testimony from defendant Trump, implicating Willis and Wade in several late-night encounters during a period both Willis and Wade have denied any romantic involvement, the judge said, quote, along with the entirety of the other evidence, neither side was able to conclusively establish by a preponderance of the evidence when the relationship evolved into a romantic one. He wrote then, still, and I find this hilarious, still an odor of mendacity. An odor of mendacity remains. You know what the word mendacity means? Untruthfulness, lying. So he says, still, there's this odor about all of this that somebody's lying. Now, he went on, the judge even went on to acknowledge an estimated benefit of somewhere between $12,000 and $15,000 to this district attorney based on her financial exchanges with Wade, the lawyer that she was paying out of taxpayer monies of Fulton County, Georgia, that she was paying her boyfriend, who had no criminal experience, to help her in this case. And the judge even acknowledges that there was an estimated benefit of somewhere between $12,000 and $15,000 that she benefited from that relationship. Yet, oh, turn your eyes. You know, don't look into the sun. You're going to get blinded. So don't look at this evidence. You know, we might as well just start calling ourselves a third world country. Just call ourselves a third world country. Now, both Willis and Wade, so both the DA and the non-criminal, no criminal experience lawyer, so both Willis and Wade testified that the expenditures were not intended as gifts, and they weren't meant to financially benefit the district attorney. And then they made this claim that she, the district attorney, always reimbursed her boyfriend in cash. Really? First of all, I find that a stretch of my imagination. But then I tried to rationalize it, and I thought, you know what? Maybe so. Because who wants to get a check or a Venmo or a PayPal or any other, you know, transfer back to you, because now you might be writing off that money as an expense, as a business expense. And now if you get money deposited back in and the IRS comes in and audit you, they're going to want to know, well, what's this $12,000? What's this $15,000 that you didn't claim as income? And maybe it doesn't need to be claimed as income, but it's certainly going to raise a flag if there's an audit. So now I understand this is why she may have actually paid him back in cash if that's what they really did. But I think they made that story up, because who's going to question them? Both the DA and Wade, as I said, testified that these weren't intended as gifts and they weren't meant to financially benefit the DA, but yet they did. And they also claimed that the DA, that the district attorney, Fannie Willis, routinely reimbursed Wade in cash. The judge wrote, however, as the district attorney herself acknowledged, no ledger exists other than a, quote, best guesstimate. There's no way to be certain that expenses were split completely evenly. Oh, I ain't done with this judge's order, because there's a twist to the order that's really bizarre. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. What else did the court find?
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Accurate are market predictions in your life? Likely very few. But the yield curve is different. Since the 70s, it's been 100% accurate in predicting recessions when it stays inverted for 12 months. We've hit that 12-month mark. Maybe it's why big names like Warren Buffett and Jamie Dimon are making huge stock sales. Don't be fooled. A recession seems inevitable. But what does it mean for your retirement? Consider gold and silver. They're easy to buy, easy to sell, and they've never been worth zero. I'm Kevin DeMeritt from Lear Capital, and I'd like to send you our free Precious Metals IRA guide to help make sure your savings are protected. With a quick, no-obligation call, you can see how easy it is to get started. And when you call, ask how to get up to $15,000 in bonus gold with a qualifying purchase. Call 1-800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400, 800-927-2400.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hello, Northern California. This is Roland from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory, and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Riverfront Playhouse presents Five Women Wearing the Same Dress, written by Alan Ball, directed by Erin Haney Stewart. Five Women Wearing the Same Dress is a comedic exploration of love and friendship as five diverse bridesmaids find solace in a bedroom during a wedding reception. Revealing the complexities of their relationship. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Enjoy the store reading and at the door. Five Women Wearing the Same Dress, March 8th through 24th at the Riverfront Playhouse. Sponsored by this station and other amazing sponsors.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Don't forget, all you goobers, text the word Mike or Michael to this number, 33103. Tell me anything or ask me anything, and you can do it anytime you hear my... Well, actually, you can do it anytime. Doesn't make any difference whether you're listening to me live via Memrex podcast or you're just you're driving down the road and you think about something. You can always send me a text, 33103. Start the text out with the word Mike or Michael. Tell me anything. Ask me anything. Follow me on Twitter, at Michael Brown USA, Facebook and Instagram, or at Michael D. Brown. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, The Situation with Michael Brown. You find that on your podcast app, hit subscribe, and boom, you got all you need. Now, when this ruling came out, we're talking about this ruling in the Fannie Willis case out in Fulton County, Georgia, where Judge Scott McAfee decided that despite all of this evidence that, well, they didn't really do anything wrong except, well, it has the odor of mendacity about it. In other words, it has the odor of a bunch of lies. In other words, the judge thinks everybody was lying. But as somebody, let's see which goober was this. Goober number 9624 wrote, Mike, the judge's decision was self-preservation. He did not want those crazy blue-haired liberals terrorizing him, his kids and his wife. You know, like Maxine Waters said, go after them at restaurants, department stores, etc. There may be some truth to that. And we'll get to that in a minute. But when the decision came out, CNN said this.
Paula Reed, she's got some more information. You're going through this right now and looking through the judge's ruling. Yes. And there are some harsh words in it, we understand?
There are, to Ellie's point, the judge, while he has not removed Fannie Willis from the case, he does have some considerable criticism for her. He's saying, look, without sufficient evidence that the district attorney acquired a personal stake in this prosecution or that her financial arrangements had any impact on the case. So there he's addressing the fact that they didn't really prove that she benefited from Wade being on this case when she was in a romantic relationship.
But they did. I guess this is just an example of how, you know, perception is reality. So whatever you perceive is your reality, and whatever I perceive is my reality. But if I told you that a district attorney had a romantic relationship with someone that started, let's just say, a year ago, and then today that district attorney hired that boyfriend and agreed to pay that boyfriend, you know, over a course of time, you know, almost $750,000, and then they took some of that money because they were boyfriend and girlfriend, and they traveled around the country together, and he paid for everything because he was making a lot more money than she was because she was paying him with taxpayer money. And then when they got caught, then she claimed, oh, but I paid him back in cash. Are you really going to believe that? It just flies in the face of credibility. So it's just totally, I mean, come on.
She said the defendant's claims of an actual conflict must be denied. She's like, look, you didn't prove that she had any sort of benefit that she received from the money Nathan Wade was making from this case. But she said this finding is by no means any indication that the court condones this tremendous lapse in judgment or the unprofessional manner of the district attorney's testimony during the evidentiary hearing.
Wow. I mean, it's always nice to hear someone besides yourself say what you're saying. And here's a little reporterette for CNN basically saying, and she's reading it as it broke last week. She's reading it from the order, just like I was. And when you hear someone else say it, man, a judge just said you acted unprofessionally and that you were unbelievable on the witness stand. And you're supposed to be the prosecutor. The one whose job is to seek justice. What bullcrap.
Rather, it is the undersigned, the judge's opinion that Georgia law does not permit the finding of an actual conflict for simply making bad choices. So this is pretty significant. I mean, he is suggesting that she...
You know, here's where I totally disagree with the judge about that. A little background. For those of you who might be new to the program, I'm a lawyer by training. I haven't practiced law in several years, but I practiced law for a couple of decades. And in fact, when I was a young lawyer, one of the things that I did was, in addition to teaching law school, I was a bar examiner, meaning that people who wanted to be lawyers graduate from law school, and then they take the bar exam. And the bar exam is a two-day exam comprised of two parts. One day you take what's called the multi-state bar exam, which is pretty much, it's like taking an SAT. It's the standard examination that all lawyers all across the country take. And then the other day, some days are first, some days are second, but the other day, you then take the bar exam particular to your state. So if you live in California, that's the California part of the bar exam. If you live in Colorado, it's the Colorado part of the bar exam. And in Georgia, it would be the Georgia part of the bar exam. Well, as I said, when I was a young lawyer, one of the things that I was honored to be able to do was I was a bar examiner on ethics. Ethics. And so I would write questions, ethical questions, for young aspiring lawyers to answer about the code of conduct, about ethical situations. And I always tried to trick them a little bit, because lawyers must adhere to this standard. Lawyers must avoid even the appearance of impropriety. Now, don't spew your coffee out when I say that, but that is the standard by which lawyers are supposed to conduct themselves. You should avoid even the appearance of a conflict of interest. You should avoid even the appearance of impropriety. You should avoid even the appearance of not only should you not lie on the stand or lie to the judge, you shouldn't even appear to be lying. But that's exactly what took place here, and that's what the judge noted. So perhaps there'll still be some justice somewhere where Fannie Willis might have to face the Georgia Supreme Court in a bar complaint against her. There's also a Senate investigation currently against her, or I shouldn't say against her, about her, to find out what really took place here. But it just shows the extent to which this judge went to try to avoid taking her off the case. CNN continued.
Or he's saying that she had a tremendous lapse in judgment, that she was unprofessional when she testified. Remember, she was getting pretty contentious, pretty fiery with the defense attorney, insisting that she was not on trial when, in fact, they were asking her questions because the judge was assessing whether she needed to be disqualified. And then also saying here that she made bad choices. And look, even though she's going to stay on the case, all of this, especially...
Listen closely to this. Remember, this is CNN.
This language from the judge, and we're just giving the opinion right now, I'm sure there's likely more, it's really a gift to former President Trump and his co-defendants, because they're not only going to fight this case on the merits, they fight it in the court of public opinion. Optics here matter.
Optics here matter. Yes, ma'am, they do. They matter tremendously. And the judge doesn't care about the optics. Judges should never care about optics. But what the optics that this judge should care about is whether or not this district attorney and her office are treating all the defendants, not just Donald Trump. There are like 16 defendants in this case, maybe more. The optics should be that this district attorney is treating everyone fairly. After sifting through 2.5 days of testimony, the judge concluded that the defendants have not sufficiently shown that the DA incurred an actual conflict of interest through these personal escapades and all these travels with her personally appointed prosecutor. So he gave Willis two options. Either she, along with her entire office, steps down, leaving the prosecuting attorney's counsel to reassign the case to another district attorney somewhere, or the special prosecutor, Nathan Wade, can withdraw from the case. Nathan Wade has since resigned, and that allows Willis to remain on the case. So what does that mean going forward? What happens next?
Everybody needs an edge. The other guy is working on his edge right now, whether you have one or not. Testosterone levels are at an all-time low historically, and individual T levels in men decline 1% every year with age. There's a new champion of natural testosterone boosters, and it's called Chalk, C-H-O-Q. 100% natural herbal extracts with game-changing effects on your energy, mood, and focus. Chalk Daily's main ingredient has been clinically studied to boost testosterone 20% in 90 days. Supercharge your masculinity with higher T and a massive boost of energy by taking Chalk's Male Vitality Stack every day. Take the 90-day Chalk Challenge and reap the benefits of the reigning champion of natural men's health with Chalk's Male Vitality Stack. For a very limited time only, Chalk, C-H-O-Q, is giving our listeners a 30% discount with promo code USA. That's choq.com, code USA, for 30% off while supplies last.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Join Tokens Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hey, welcome back to The Beacon with Michael Brown. I'm sorry to be laughing. I just got an email, which I find hilarious. I'm going to share with you in just a second. You know, when I come in here, well, not just for the weekend program, but for my weekday program, a lot of the times the stories that I tell you, I'm trying to give you a little perspective and try to give you a little more detail about what the stories entail. Because if you rely upon it, and if you're new to the weekend program or new to the weekday program, you don't know what I mean when I refer to the cabal. But the cabal, C-A-B-A-L, is a noun. And a cabal is, in this case, an unholy alliance between the big tech giants, all the social media platforms, Google, Alphabet, all of them, TikTok, everybody, the dominant media, which would be the networks and all the cable news channels, including Fox News, CNN, OAN, Newsmax, everybody, all of them, and the ruling elite. The ruling elite are the people, for example, I'm looking out the window here in downtown Denver at the Colorado, I call it the Politburo, Colorado Legislature, or the Georgia Legislature, or for that matter, the U.S. Congress, the House and the Senate. All these people who think they know better than you do how to live your lives. And so I come in here to give you a perspective so that you can be an informed citizen so that you can, for example, if you live in Georgia, You can reach out to your state representative. You can reach out to this district attorney. There's nothing wrong with this. You can reach out to the district attorney and say, I think it's in the best interest of justice that you resign, or that you drop the case, or that you assign the case to somebody else. If you want to be purely neutral about it, just say, you know, I think you should assign this case to someone else, and you should step aside. I think you did the wrong and unethical thing. There is nothing wrong with that. But Janice wrote and said this, listening today, Saturday, yes, but they're getting away with it. They always do. Your talking just stirs up more anger with me. Janice, good. Maybe you'll finally get pissed off enough that you'll reach out when something occurs in your state or your community or your school district or whatever it is, that you'll reach out and you'll do something about it. I'm not trying to make people angry just to make them angry. I'm just trying to tell you what's going on in the world and have a fun time at the same time. Or we could just not talk about it at all and just talk about rainbows and lollipops and, you know, whatever. But I'm not going to do that, because that's not who I am. That's not what I do. One last thing about this case. Alan Dershowitz, who is a professor emeritus of law from Harvard, was on Newsmax. And he points out exactly what I'm saying.
We want to pivot now to Professor Alan Dershowitz, a professor emeritus at Harvard Law School. He's with us now. And we've been discussing about, you know, you didn't think that Fannie Willis was going to be disqualified all of...
No, let me interrupt myself for one moment. For those of you who don't know, Alan Dershowitz, even though he's appearing on a Newsmax and is a conservative news outlet, Professor Dershowitz is a flaming liberal, but he's also a believer in the U.S. Constitution and the plain meaning of the Constitution, and he's an expert lawyer. But I think you need to understand that he is truly a liberal when it comes to politics.
Along, and here we are today. Just wanted to get your thoughts on the judge's ultimate ruling in the case.
Well, I think the verdict, the result, is utterly dishonest. I respectfully disagree with Judge Napolitano, who I respect enormously. Everybody knows that she profited from it. Everybody knows who watched the thing, that she committed perjury, that she conspired to commit perjury with Nathan Wade and with the other witness. Who are you going to believe, this judge or your lying eyes? We all know there was an actual conflict of interest here. He just doesn't have the guts to say it, and I predicted he wouldn't have the guts to say it. He has to live in Fulton County. Now, he may have said some things that are very critical of her, but still, he should have removed Gay from the case. There is an actual conflict of interest. She made money from this case. If anybody believes that she actually paid back every penny in cash, I got a bridge to sell you in Brooklyn. There are people in prison. There are people in death row based on evidence less strong than this. The pings, the lies about why he was at her house at 11 o'clock at night until 4 in the morning playing Scrabble. This is a scandal, and the judge just didn't have the courage to do the right thing. And judges often don't, and they will find a way out. And this is a weaselly way out. Yes, of course, there was an appearance of injustice, appearance of conflict, but there was an actual conflict. And I hope that the defendants will appeal this, and I think they can. In many states, they could. Disqualification denials are subject to mandamus or interlocutory appeals. And so I would hope that there would be an appeal here on two issues. Number one, the evidence is overwhelming that there was an actual conflict of interest. And second, there shouldn't have to be an actual conflict of interest. It should be enough that there is a realistic appearance where virtually everybody looking at this says this smells to high heaven. So this is a bad result.
I want to emphasize something about that. Remember I talked earlier about lawyers, and for that matter, judges, avoiding even the appearance of impropriety? This is what Professor Dershowitz is talking about here. That in the totality of all of the evidence, there is at least this appearance, this question that something stinks here. And in fact, the judge himself wrote that this case has an odor of mendacity. I love the word mendacity. It's not used enough. Go look it up. And you'll understand why Dershowitz is pointing out that this judge did not have the cojones to do the right thing.
I haven't read the whole decision. I've only read parts of it. And I'm sure he says some good things, and I'm sure he cites some good cases. But the result is wrong, and the result is unjust. And the result is inconsistent with what every person watching this hearing knows. They all know she got a financial benefit from this. They all know she lied on the stand. And, you know, you can't do justice that violates what everybody out there knows to be the truth. That really undercuts our legal system tremendously. And so he should have ruled honestly. Yes, there's a conflict. Yes, she committed perjury. Yes, there was a conspiracy. Yes, she received financial benefit for this. That's the truth, and the truth matters.
Yes, 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 yes. I want to make one last point about this, and next hour we'll move on to something else. Again, I started out by saying it does not make any difference to me how you feel about Donald Trump. In fact, I would guess that many of you have no clue who any of the other defendants are in this case. There are at least 16 other defendants. What should worry you the most is how willing Democrats are to bastardize the judicial system to go after their political enemies at whatever cost, by whatever means, which means that, trust me, if you cross them in any little way, they'll come after you. And unless and until good people start standing up to this kind of bullcrap, like this judge is pulling off, and perhaps the members of the Georgia legislature who are conducting their own investigation, perhaps they will. Perhaps the Georgia Supreme Court will look at this and say, whoa, you totally missed the mark here, Judge. Or they'll hear a bar complaint against Fannie Willis and Nathan Wade, and they'll both, and the Supreme Court of Georgia will conclude that you violated the code of conduct, and you could face disbarment. Any number of those things could occur in this case, which might preserve some sort of, I don't know, dignity or meaningfulness of the judicial system. But the point I want you to remember is this: the Democrats are more than willing to destroy the judicial system to go after their political opponents. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Don't forget to text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Hang tight. We're not done yet.
Hey folks, Kevin DeMeritt from Lear Capital. I've been warning you for some time about our $34 trillion debt bomb. When it blows, are you ready? I ask this question to investors every day. If you started retirement planning 20 years ago, how much more do you need now? 2 times more? 4 times more? Runaway debt is causing the purchasing power of your dollars to evaporate, and money printing is accelerating. We're borrowing $1 trillion a year just to pay interest on our debt. So I ask, are you prepared to wake up one day to find the value of your savings slashed in half? If not, there's an answer. Gold. Government won't stop printing money, but you can help protect your wealth. Start by calling 1-800-927-2400 for Lear's free report on rising debt and rising gold. It's one of those light bulb moments. And when you call, ask how you can get up to $15,000 in bonus gold with a qualifying purchase. Call 800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew with Washington. Tornadoes have left at least three people dead in the central part of this country. Lakeview, Ohio resident Ron Watts says he and his little dog had to hunker down.
I got down on the floor with our little Chihuahua dog. I got against the couch, got against a chest freezer, and put some pillows over the dog, grabbed a big, heavy sleeping bag off the couch and put it over me and the dog.
Authorities have issued a shelter-in-place order following the shooting of multiple people in a suburban Philadelphia township. Middletown Township police said today that there were confirmed shootings in neighboring Falls Township, resulting in several gunshot victims. Senator Tom Cotton predicts the Senate this week will pass a bill that will force the sale of TikTok to new owners if it wants to keep operating inside the U.S.
And I'm confident there are many American companies and wealthy investors who would line up for the opportunity to buy TikTok to make sure it's owned by Americans who are not going to exploit your data for their own purposes or turn it into a propaganda tool of Chinese communism.
Senator Cotton was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. Voting taking place in Russia this weekend all the way through tomorrow at polling stations across the country. The election holds little suspense since 71-year-old Vladimir Putin is running virtually unchallenged for what will become his fifth term. His opponents are either locked up or dead. Consumers expected to spend about $22 billion this Easter.
According to the National Retail Federation, 81% of Americans plan to celebrate Easter this year, spending an average of $177 per person. Most of the money will be spent on food, clothing, and gifts. The most popular Easter Sunday activities include cooking a holiday meal, visiting friends and family, and going to church. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
More of these stories at townhall.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-583-0141.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com
or call 800-583-0141. That's 800-583-0141.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Authorities in Haiti are making a new attempt to arrest the leader of the coalition of gangs that has been controlling the capital city.
Late on Friday, security forces in the capital, Port-au-Prince, launched an operation to arrest the country's main gang boss, Jimmy Chedezier. Mr. Chedezier, the head of the G9 coalition of gangs, which currently controls most of the capital, has said he doesn't recognize Haiti's interim administration. He's also threatened its members with violence. The Transitional Council has been formed by the U.S. State Department and member states of the Caribbean community.
That's BBC's Will Grant reporting. Caribbean leaders had announced plans to create the council to establish new leadership in Haiti after meeting in Jamaica on Monday behind closed doors with officials, including U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken. Shortly after the meeting, the Prime Minister pledged to resign once the council is created. Breaking news at townhall.com. The Big Ten semifinals were all set after some upsets yesterday. Here's correspondent Mike Reeves with an update.
Purdue, Illinois, Wisconsin, and Nebraska advanced to the Big Ten Conference Tournament semifinals. Purdue beat Michigan State 67-62. Lance Jones contributed 10 points while filling in at point guard for Braden Smith, who was limited after being injured in the second half.
Without Braden, you know, it shows us how deep we are and, you know, how we can still play together. You know, I just wanted to be next man up mentality.
Illinois got past Ohio State 77-74 as Dane Danger scored 12 of his 18 points in the second half playing in his hometown of Minneapolis.
It feels good to be able to come back and play in front of a whole bunch of friends and family.
coaches. You know, it's just a good feeling to come back.
Saturday semifinals feature Purdue against Wisconsin. Illinois meets Nebraska. I'm Mike Reeves.
You'll find more of these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. So listen up, goobers, we got rules of engagement on this program because, well, this is a crazy train, and all you goobers are crazy as I am, so we got rules of engagement you have to follow. They're pretty easy, though. If you want to send me a text message, you want to interact with the program, text message is the easiest way to do it. On your phone, the number you use is 33103, 33103. You start your message in the message box with one of two words. One of two names, Mike, M-I-K-E, or Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L. Then you tell me what you want to tell me, or you ask me what you want to ask me. And I read those all the time. I can't reply and don't reply to all of them, but I read every single one of them. The second thing you do is you go to this website. Put this in your address, in your bookmarks, so you'll always have it. Because there you'll find all the stories that we do. You'll find a tab that says how to listen, where you can click on there. You can find affiliates all across the country when they air the program live, when they repeat the program. Many, many affiliates, like I'm broadcasting from our flagship station in Denver, Freedom 93.7 Real News, Real Talk. And right next door is my weekday studio. We're on 630 KHAL, where I do morning drive from 6 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time, Monday through Fridays. So you can subscribe to a podcast, and you can get all of those programs, all the weekday programs and the weekend programs, by simply in your podcast app searching for The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. Hit the subscribe button, and then boom, you get all of me that you can possibly imagine. That website that you go to is michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. When you get there, you'll find those tabs about how to listen. You'll see the stories that we post, and you'll see the social media icons, so you can follow me on Facebook, Twitter X, and Instagram. Follow me on Twitter X at Michael Brown USA. Follow me on Facebook at Michael D. Brown. And the same for Instagram at Michael D. Brown. Let's see. What else have I got? We got the podcast. We got that. I think we got everything. If not, that's enough for right now. I want to talk in a minute about how the Biden administration, this is a great example I used during the weekday program, that I want to elaborate a little bit on the weekend about how they're going to use the Securities and Exchange Commission to force you to comply with their green energy rules. And everything you buy, every service and product that you engage with is going to have to comply with these rules, and that's how they're going to cram this down, regardless of whether Congress agrees with it or not. We live in truly an administrative state, just like the old Soviet Union, where the bureaucrats rule our lives. But before we get to that, as I told you last hour, this was yesterday. So yesterday, I mean, we had a big-ass snowstorm in Denver. And, of course, today it's 60 degrees, so it's typical March in Colorado. But I was driving along, and we came to an intersection. I looked at the car in front of me, and it was a Tesla. And the plates, the license plate, the tag on the Tesla was a personalized, because if you have an EV, if you've got an electric vehicle in Colorado, you can get a Colorado license plate that says electric vehicle. And, of course, if you just want electric vehicle, they'll just give you one with letters and numbers on it, or you can get a personalized plate. So this particular Tesla owner was really smart, so they thought, and they got a plate that you can find on my Twitter account, at Michael Brown USA. Get over and look at the picture right now. It says, skip gas. S-K-I-P-G-A-S. Skip gas. And I saw that, and I instantly grabbed my phone and snapped a photo of it because I thought, well, there's a dumbass in front of me. Now, why would I say that? Because I don't think you're going to skip gas. Here's what I tweeted. No, I don't think so in terms of skipping gas. No, I don't think you're going to skip gas. Your hashtag electric vehicle is powered by hashtag electricity, created by hashtag natural gas, hashtag coal, hashtag nuclear. Nuclear and hashtag oil and gas are required to manufacture your hashtag wind turbines and your hashtag solar panels. So no, sweetheart, you're not skipping gas. But keep living your fantasy. Well, that led to a barrage of dumbassery. Mile High Protector tweeted this. Sure. But not having to pay for gas is pretty freaking sweet. Really? Because I want you to step back and think for a moment. Now, I know this is true in California. It's true in Colorado. Many other states are doing it. They're trying to ban any new construction, commercial, residential, single family, multifamily, in other words, apartments, condos, or single family homes, whatever it might be, prohibiting them from using anything except electricity to heat, cool, and power those commercial buildings and those residential buildings. That's interesting. California already suffers from brownouts and blackouts, as does New York and other parts of the country. And soon Colorado will too, because in Colorado we're doing something really stupid. We're shutting down coal plants, and our power company, our power supplier, XL Energy, is frantically shutting down coal plants while they're frantically trying to build as many wind turbines and solar farms as they possibly can. So when the wind doesn't blow and the sun doesn't shine, as it did for the past, say, 48 hours in Colorado, no electricity gets produced. And so far, we don't have the technology to store that electricity generated by wind or solar. We don't have the technology to do that. So pretty soon, electric rates, as they already are going to skyrocket even more in Colorado. So this idea that you're not having to pay for gas is pretty freaking sweet is short-sighted, ignorant, and just plain stupid. There are studies, some studies that compare the cost of traveling an equal distance with an EV and an internal combustion engine. And there are studies that disagree with that. But some studies show that when you factor in all of the costs, battery replacement, capitalized costs, the cost of the vehicle itself, amortized over the life of the vehicle, battery replacements, everything else, versus the life cycle of an internal combustion engine, actually your EV is more expensive to operate. But then some of the comments got even dumber. Now, I'm not quite sure how some of them got dumber, but sure enough, some of them did indeed get dumber and dumber. Let's see. Let me find one. Well, this one's funny because electricity comes from the energy fairy, a phrase that I use quite often. But let's see. Where was one? Apparently, referring to me, he'd rather just pay for the coal used to generate electricity. Yes, because coal is abundant. We've learned to put scrubbers on coal. And while coal is still a fossil fuel, we become much more efficient at using coal, which is an abundant energy source that we have. And quite frankly, not would I just rather use coal. Honestly, I'd rather use natural gas. Because natural gas is clean burning and fracking is made. Do you know that we have enough natural gas in this country? That even with the growth of the population and even with the growth of the increased consumption of electricity, we've got enough natural gas in this country to power all of our electrical needs, and including heating our homes in the wintertime, to last another 200 or 300 years. 200 or 300 years. And can you imagine? Can you imagine the technological advances that we'll make over the next, say, 200 years? Who knows what we'll have? We'll have little nuclear power plants in our backyards. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Skip gas. Huh. What else could be stupid about that?
Everybody needs an edge. The other guy is working on his edge right now, whether you have one or not. Testosterone levels are at an all-time low historically, and individual T levels in men decline 1% every year with age. There's a new champion of natural testosterone boosters, and it's called Chalk, C-H-O-Q. 100% natural herbal extracts with game-changing effects on your energy, mood, and focus. Chalk Daily's main ingredient has been clinically studied to boost testosterone 20% in 90 days. Supercharge your masculinity with higher T and a massive boost of energy by taking Chalk's Male Vitality Stack every day. Take the 90-Day Chalk Challenge and reap the benefits of the reigning champion of natural men's health with Chalk's Male Vitality Stack. For a very limited time only, Chalk, C-H-O-Q, is giving our listeners a 30% discount with promo code USA. That's choq.com, code USA, for 30% off while supplies last.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4333. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
At Siebel Nicholas, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance.
Steve will have the full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Steve Nicholas. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text to see microphone on. Yes, it is. Text the word Michael, Michael, this number, 33103. Somebody just sent me an email wanting to know how do you get a Goober number. Send me a text message because the last four digits of your phone number become your Goober number. So if I read your text message on air and I refer to Goober number 6972, you'll know it's you. You can always sign your name to it, too, but we like to use Goober numbers. You know, kind of get ready for the mark of the beast. You know, everybody in this program is going to have a mark of the beast. So we'll give you a Goober number. Steve, in reply, we're talking about this license plate that I saw yesterday on a Tesla that said skip gas. And I thought, but baby, you're not skipping gas. Because then you're going to go home. And let's just say you're in Colorado. You're going to go home. Well, say you are in Colorado. It was in Colorado. Duh. So you go home and you plug your car in at home. And you charge it up with that electricity. I'm amazed at how many people don't know where the stupid electricity comes from. I feel like sometimes I'm banging my head against the wall when I talk about electricity and power and how it's generated and what oil and gas does and how we, you know, use oil and gas to make all these different byproducts. Oh, my gosh. It's just the stupidity, I think, of people writ large is just getting worse. Now, I don't know whether the per capita basis of stupid people is getting larger or as the population grows, if it just seems like we have more stupid people. But where do you think the electricity comes from? In Colorado, it comes primarily right now from natural gas. Natural gas is the cleanest burning, most abundant fossil fuel on the planet. And with fracking, you know, by the way, let me say a footnote about fracking. Fracking is not something new. We've been fracking for oil and gas for 100 years. It's just in the past, say, 10 to 20 years, in the past couple of decades, which is, again, proof of my point that technology gets better and better with time. Our ability and the improvement in fracking and the technology for fracking has gotten better over the past couple of decades, which has allowed us to explore and get even more natural gas and even more oil. And, of course, during the Trump administration, we were energy independent. We were actually exporting more oil and natural gas than we could consume in this country, which is why it was so cheap during the Trump years. But Steve, in response to this Tesla with the plates that said skip gas, said, yeah, they're pushing something that isn't going to happen. I love certain EVs, but I know I'll never have to worry about owning one because I couldn't afford one if I honestly tried. I refuse to put myself that much in debt for anything that expensive. Kia, that doesn't look so bad. Trek, $4,500. A wrecking crew says, truthfully, in my humble opinion, it's not possible. It's not possible to skip the gas. You may be skipping the gas station. But even then, somebody said, oh, no, wait a minute. You know, I guess if I can find that particular one, where somebody said, you know, what I like about my EV is that I get to skip the gas station and I can fill, I can recharge my car for free. In fact, they talked about making a cross-country trip and how they stopped at various places and they recharged their electric vehicle for free. When I read that particular response to my tweet, my head exploded. Because I hope all of you understand that nothing is free. If they stopped at the Motel 6, and the Motel 6 has got an electric charging station out front that they provide for their tenants, you know, when they spend the night at the Motel 6, well, guess what? The Motel 6 is paying for the electricity that goes into that charger for their customers. Their customers pay for that electricity because that's part of the overhead of that Motel 6 doing business, so that's built into the cost of your room. They talked about charging for free at hospitals, at shopping malls. Everywhere. Everywhere you see a charging station, someone is paying for that. One, they paid to have that charging station built and put in place and then connected to the grid, and then somebody pays the electric bill for that. I know some chargers you actually have to put in a credit card and you have to actually pay for it yourself. But if you think that you can just walk up and say, I know you can. I know you can walk up to some chargers and you can plug your EV in, and then when your car's fully charged, you can unplug it, and you can drive off, and you think that you've gotten it for free. No, you haven't. Somebody paid for that electricity. And whether that was, for example, let's say it's a shopping mall. All the tenants, if there is a shopping mall that offers 25 electric chargers outside the mall, every tenant in that shopping mall pays for the cost of those chargers in their leases. And the cost of those leases goes into the cost of the goods or the products that you buy when you walk into that retail store. So every time you shop in that mall, you're paying for it. I don't know. I find it mind-boggling that people think that stuff is free. It's simply is not. Let's see. Doug wrote, you know, I went to the Colorado School of Mines in the late 70s and studied coal mining when we were worried about global cooling. Our bumper sticker then was, ban mining and let the bastards freeze in the dark. You know, the more things change, the more they stay the same. Doug, you're exactly right. You're exactly right. Oh, here's the one about, I want to move on and I want to talk in the next segment. Well, you'll hear this tweet. Text the word Michael to 33103. I'll be right back.
Stay tuned. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Here's Luan Pham, Chief Revenue and Marketing Officer of Byrna Technologies, talking about the Byrna Launcher.
The Byrna Launcher is a revolutionary non-lethal air pistol capable of shooting from 60 feet away. The Byrna Launchers are legal in all 50 states. There's no background check required. We can ship directly to your door and should be considered by all Americans.
Visit Byrna.com, that's Byrna.com. Enter Radio 10 at checkout for 10% off your purchase.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, exhibitor demonstrations. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $8 admission, 6 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday we honor our veterans with our free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Elwood Ranch, Pedigo Reading, Bridgeford, Garage Force, Crown Motors, and California Customs. See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Redding, at Redding Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Hey, Redding, when was the last time you experienced Black Bear Diner? Entrepreneur Magazine recently recognized this hometown diner as a top growing national restaurant. Why? Because there's always plenty for your paws. With delicious homestyle options that deliver choice, value, variety, and a cozy way to make memories and celebrate occasions. Come on in and remind yourself what guests all over the country are discovering.
Black Bear Diner.
Hello, Northern California. This is Roland from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory, and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Oh,
Hey, welcome back to the weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Rule of engagement, easy. Text the word Mike or Michael. Tell me anything. Ask me anything. Use this number, 33103. And you use the word Mike and or Michael, either one, to start the text message app. Tell me anything. Ask me anything. Go to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. Follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, X. And be sure and subscribe to the podcast. On your podcast app, search for The Situation with Michael Brown. Hit the subscribe button. Boom, you're now a goober. I found the one tweet that before I talk about the SEC, I want you to read this one. And it basically talks about how, you know, my girlfriend's got this EV. And it's the only car that she owns, and we love it to pieces, and, you know, you wouldn't believe what we've done with it. Well, what have you done with it? Now I've lost. It's moved off my window. Here. Sure, most isn't all. Individual choice and options at home, for example, apartments, drive charging locations. I'm not sure what he means by that. My girlfriend has an EV. Her only vehicle, and we took it across the United States, over 4,000 miles round trip. We charged at Walmarts, car dealerships, city parks, electric co-ops. Many were free. No, they weren't. Not a single one of them was free. Let's just take the Walmart parking lot. If a Walmart has two or three charging stations out front, ostensibly that's for customers. So I hope you went inside and I hope you bought something at the Walmart. But if you didn't, what you should understand is while you didn't pay anything because you didn't go inside the Walmart, the people shopping at that Walmart paid for that because that's part of the overhead that they provide in offering those charging stations to their customers. So you were a freeloader, but someone paid for it. You just didn't do it. You might be a socialist. At city parks, I love that one. So you found a city park somewhere, and there were a couple of EV charging stations. So you pulled up in some town that you don't pay any taxes in, that you don't do anything, that maybe you didn't buy anything in this town. Let's just say it was... It was Springfield, Missouri. I'm visualizing a map in my head. So you pulled up in Springfield, Missouri, and you found a charging station at a city park. All you did was you drove into Springfield, you saw the park, you pulled up, you charged your EV. You unplugged it when you got all of your batteries charged, and you drove out of town. The taxpayers paid for you to charge your vehicle. So, yeah, in that case, you know what? It may have been free to you, but you didn't even contribute back to the city. In fact, you consumed their resources. You drove your heavy-ass EV on their roads, tearing their roads up, some wear and tear on the roads, and then you drove out of town, and you left the taxpayers holding the bag. So, Mr. Gates, the person who sent this text, you're a freeloader. You might be a socialist. In fact, you might be a communist because you expect somebody else to pay for your free charging. Nothing is free. And for you to think that you got by with it free, you did not. Somebody paid for that. And if you charged it at home, you pay for it in your electric bill. And if everybody goes electric, the cost of electricity is going to skyrocket, particularly if we keep trying to kill off fossil fuels, which allows me to swerve into the climate disclosure fraud going on. The Securities and Exchange Commission. I want to go different. If those of you who listened to me during the week heard me talk about this briefly during the week, I want to expand upon it. I want to take it in a little different direction. Congress refuses to support, even Democrats. That's why I use the term Congress. Congress in general, Republicans and Democrats alike, don't support Biden's anti-fossil fuel agenda. Because many members of Congress, both Republican and Democrat, understand that for an economy to grow and to be strong and to be powerful and for a nation to be the world superpower like this country currently is, we must have abundant, cheap energy. Damien asked me during the break, well, of all the things I talk about, what's my biggest bugaboo? What's the one thing that drives me that I'm always would probably focus on entirely if I could? And it would be economics. Because I think we have too many economic illiterate people in this country. They don't understand where things come from, how things are made, how services are provided, how the groceries get to your grocery store. The studio I'm sitting in has two big-ass flat-screen TVs. You may be going to Sam's Club or to Costco, and you're going to buy a big honking flat-screen TV this weekend. Do you have any idea of everything that goes on before that TV even lands in the Costco for you to buy and take out to your car and go hang in your home? Most people don't. Do you have any idea? If you're going to go get a Big Mac at McDonald's today, do you have any idea how every single ingredient in that McDonald's ends up in that, every single ingredient in that Big Mac ends up at that McDonald's, that particular one? You know, let me tell you, here's your assignment for the weekend. I think it's still online. If it's not, I mean, I haven't checked, it just now hit me. There's a YouTube video, or I shouldn't say it's a YouTube video, but it's a video you can find on YouTube. And it's called The Pencil. The Pencil. You know, as if in a number two pencil. See if you can find that video and watch it. That'll give you some inkling of an idea of what I'm talking about everything behind every product and service that you consume. You'll be amazed at what it takes to make a simple pencil. And for that pencil to end up buying it in a grocery store, buying it in an office supply store, buying it at Sam's or at Walmart. I hope the next time that you're in any of those stores, find the aisle where the school supplies are. Go look at that pencil. And then think about that video, about everything it took to make that pencil. Go back to Congress for a minute. Congress will not support Biden's anti-fossil fuel agenda because they know, I think, even Democrats in their secret moments will admit that this country needs abundant energy to remain strong, free, and to be a viable superpower and not be some third world crap hole country. Well, if Congress is not going to support his anti-fossil fuel agenda, Biden's going to circumvent Congress by instead having the Securities and Exchange Commission force companies into spouting all this anti-fossil fuel propaganda and then committing to anti-fossil fuel plans, all in the name of what they're going to call climate disclosure. So they're going to, I'm going to use a fancy lawyer word here, they're going to promulgate rules, meaning they're going to enact rules that companies are going to have to comply with. And these rules have gotten, I think, really valid criticism. They're going to force companies to do endless, costly paperwork. And that's going to discourage private companies from becoming public companies. In other words, end up on a shareholder. It's going to prevent a private company that might want to go on to the NASDAQ or the New York Stock Exchange because of the paperwork involved in doing so. The Securities and Exchange's new rules. Let me just read to you something from the commissioner of the Securities and Exchange Commission, from March 6, 10 days ago. The commission performs impressive mathcrobatics to slash the anticipated cost of the rule by almost 90%. But even with these potentially understated estimates, the commission still must concede that this rule will increase the typical external costs of being a public company by around 21%. More than a fifth. So just the external costs, meaning your lawyers and your accountants and everything, all the paperwork, all the administrative stuff, it's going to cost you 21% more. That's from the Commissioner Hester Pierce of the SEC. These disclosure climate-related risks is going to coerce companies into actually propagandizing on behalf of the fake climate catastrophe. The purpose of disclosure and the reason for requiring it is that there are certain facts a company knows about, including its current plans for the future, that are material to investors making an assessment of the future prospects of that company. For example, if you know that the CEO of a company has stage 4 cancer, you might not invest immediately in that company because that company may go through some turmoil as they go through a succession process trying to find a new successor to the CEO that has stage 4 cancer. That's why disclosure rules are so costly and so important to investors. So what's the propagandizing? It's a Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. What are those costs?
How accurate are market predictions in your life? Likely, very few. But the yield curve is different. Since the 70s, it's been 100% accurate in predicting recessions when it stays inverted for 12 months. We've hit that 12-month mark. Maybe it's why big names like Warren Buffett and Jamie Dimon are making huge stock sales. Don't be fooled. A recession seems inevitable. But what does it mean for your retirement? Consider gold and silver. They're easy to buy, easy to sell, and they've never been worth zero. I'm Kevin DeMeritt from Lear Capital, and I'd like to send you our free Precious Metals IRA guide to help make sure your savings are protected. With a quick, no-obligation call, you can see how easy it is to get started. And when you call, ask how to get up to $15,000 in bonus gold with a qualifying purchase. Call 1-800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400. 800-927-2400.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at ShastaCollege.edu.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. So this new SEC rule, I don't want to get too far into the weeds on it, but it singles out climate risk as a subject of disclosure itself based on the SEC's opinion that climate risk is extremely and uniquely high. Really? You know, we had a big honking snowstorm that hit Denver on Thursday into Friday. It's March. March is the snowiest season, the snowiest month in Colorado. It doesn't mean that it snows every day in March. What usually happens is what happened last Thursday and Friday. We had some places in the mountains west of Denver that received literally 53 inches of snow. In Denver itself, down on the plains, at mile high altitude, we got, you know, in the southern part, in the southern suburbs, like my home, we probably had about 3 feet of snow. We had about maybe 34 to 36 inches of snow. And in downtown Denver, they had anywhere from 7 maybe to 12 inches of snow. But it all came in 2 days. And today, the sun is shining. The temperature is rising. It's going to be, it's already 41 degrees. It's pretty soon it's going to be probably 50 degrees outside. And the temperature for the rest of the week is going to be like 65 degrees. And there's not another storm in sight for at least another 10 days. And then it might snow again, and then it disappears again. That's not a climate emergency. That's been happening for eons in this state. But when you telegraph the catastrophist opinions that they're looking for in the SEC, Biden's SEC's examples of climate-related risks involve rapid, exclusively negative climate changes. Now, what does that mean? Well, sudden snowstorms, a hurricane, I suppose tornadoes, droughts, floods, big-ass thunderstorms, ice storms, blizzards, maybe even an earthquake. How soon before we start blaming, you know, earthquakes on climate change? Businesses are going to have to decide, and they'll be subject to penalties if they decide wrong, what the SEC is really looking for. And then they have to put all of that information in their disclosure documents. So this means that in order to... If you're a publicly traded company, in other words, you're on one of the exchanges. Let's just say you're a company on the New York Stock Exchange. Well, and this also applies to some private companies that have disclosure requirements also. But let's just talk about publicly traded companies. in order to make certain that you don't run in violation of this new SEC rule, you're going to start talking about everything that you're doing in your company to try to halt climate change. You make widgets. So now you're going to advertise on TV or radio about how your widgets are the greenest widgets and how you're converting to solar and, you know, you're going to do wind-powered widget making. It's going to increase the cost of your widgets, but hey, they don't care about that. In fact, it may drive you out of business. And then when the consumer hears about how you're concerned as a widget maker about climate change, then the low-information voter we've talked about is then going to start to say, oh, you know, this climate change must be really serious because that Michael Brown widget company is now going green. Yeah, even they're worried about it. They're worried about sea level rise. So now the companies are placed in the position of feeling relatively safe if they disclose government-favored catastrophist opinions. Now, do you think anybody, or does anyone think, for that matter, that Biden's Securities and Exchange Commission will punish a catastrophizing solar company if its predictions come false? Of course not. When a catastrophist administration forces companies to disclose climate opinions, voicing catastrophist opinions is the safe thing to do. And voicing non-catastrophic climate change opinions is going to be dangerous. Dangerous to your bottom line, maybe even dangerous to your listing on the stock exchange. So what happens? The climate disclosure rules are actually anti-fossil fuel propagandizing rules. So the climate disclosure rules that coerce companies to propagandize certain climate opinions, I think, is a violation of the First Amendment. But who am I kidding? Does this administration really give a rat's ass about the First Amendment? No. But here quickly is the thing that I want you to learn and think about everything that I've just said about these SEC rules. This is how you force. This is how the administrative state, this is how the bureaucrats force a climate change opinion that says, oh, my God, the world's going to end if we don't start, you know, all going to EVs and all windmills and all, you know, solar panels. This is how insidious it is. You get the bureaucracy to do your dirty work for you. Yeah. We used to call that the Soviet Union.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Here's Luan Pham, Chief Revenue and Marketing Officer of Byrna Technologies, talking about the Byrna Launcher.
The Byrna Launcher is a revolutionary non-lethal air pistol capable of shooting from 60 feet away that incapacitates an attacker without taking his or her life. The Byrna air pistol fills a wide gap in self-defense by giving our customers the confidence to defend themselves without the fear of trigger hesitancy that usually comes along with using lethal firearms. There are no background checks required to own one. We can ship our products directly to your door without any background checks. It does not come with the regulations associated with owning a firearm. Extremely easy to access, easy to use, and should be considered by all Americans.
To find out more, visit Byrna.com and enter Radio 10 at checkout to enjoy an exclusive 10% discount on your purchase. That's Byrna.com. Enter Radio 10 at checkout.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.